Because I think that Mark speaks to my sermon. We're just going to do the Mark reading in English, and then I'm going to skip the John reading. Okay, Brandon? Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.'" May the Lord bless to our understanding the reading of his holy word. We're continuing in our sermon series, Follow in the Footsteps of Jesus. And today's word is one that you probably know pretty well, but it needs to be talked about anew all the time. And it happens to be the word love. When I prepared for this sermon, I read about this story where this gentleman was at a Golden Corral. Have you ever been to a Golden Corral? It's this, it's more popular in the South, I guess. It's kind of like a Denny's. They have like a whole buffet of food for you to eat as much as you would like, and it's all, you know, stationed. And they have these yummy desserts, like little cobblers where you can put ice cream on. And they're most famous for their yeast rolls, like these fantastic yeast rolls. But because they have sort of a help-yourself food bar, the servers have to kind of come and go all the time and fill things up. You know how they work? So this one girl was filling in the ranch dressing, okay? And she was carrying these two big tubs of ranch dressing, and she came through those doors that kind of, you know, bounced open, and a gentleman had just turned the corner from serving himself to the bar, and she ran into him, and the ranch dressing flew into the air and landed all over him. Now, he was probably the kind of guy that would not normally go to Golden Corral, okay? He probably went there because his mother-in-law made him, not to pick on mother-in-laws or anything, but, you know, it was kind of one of those situations. And here he is standing in his Armani suit, right, covered in ranch dressing. And so this young girl, you know, who is doing the best she can, right, is standing there. And how do you think the man talks to her? It'd be really nice if he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry this happened to you. You must be terrified. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to just go home and take a shower and all will be well," right? You would love it if he said that to this young girl, right? But of course, he didn't. He screamed at her obscenities and yelled at her and called her mean names and told her how small and insignificant she was. And here she is working the hardest she can at Golden Corral to make extra money while she's going full-time to school or whatever, right? And of course, what does he demand? You know, the manager come over, you know, so the manager comes over and then he's talking about how much his suit cost and how it's ruined because it's a rare silk and he needs $300 and he wants $300 now. And, you know, I mean, this is Golden Corral, okay? I know you guys have never been there apparently, but it's not like, you know, a place where $300 is like insignificant. I mean, $300 is huge for this man's profit as a manager, and certainly this young girl might be charged for that fee, right? I mean, so he writes the $300 check, and the man continues to be rude and, you know, goes and sits down. The reason I bring up this story is because Jesus says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." I think when we talk about love, you know, it's great to talk about the romantic kind of love, right? I mean, where you look into somebody's eyes and they respond to you exactly the same way you feel for them, right? And I know, like, I look at Gail and Dave Carlson, you guys are awesome. I look at Dominique and Swaley, you guys are awesome. I look at the Mamones, makes me want to cry. I look at Barbara, Chad, and all of you couples out there. And I'm pleased to see the love in your eyes, because I know that love always takes work. I asked myself the question after I read this, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, and I'm trying to think about following in Jesus' footsteps, and I asked myself, What does it mean to love someone? I remember I was in chaplaincy training. It's called CPE, and they make you go through this really intensive thing, which, of course, Mary hasn't done yet, so I don't want to scare her. Anthony, have you done yours yet? Okay, I'm not going to scare either one of you, but it's pretty intense. And one day, I was in my group section where they have like 3-year-long chaplain residents that are experienced. You know, they've already been through the introductory training and they know what they're doing. And they're kind of like mini teachers, right? And then you have your normal supervisor who had been a really accomplished chaplain for many, many years, who is now training all of us to be able to function in the chaplain role. And I remember saying, I was the cute little minister's daughter, right? You know, and I was naive and young and in seminary, and I thought everything was wonderful. You know, I mean, I just was at that place in my life. And so I remember saying, but I love everybody. And I meant it, I think, with my whole being. Like I said, I love everybody, and I meant it. And this one lady looked at me, and she said, no, you don't. You don't even know everybody. You won't like the smell. You won't like the way they treat people. You won't like how they have a great or bad work ethic. You won't like them, let alone love them. She's like screaming this at me. And she said some other mean things. I won't go into detail because CPE is wonderful. But I say this to you because I think it's easy for us to say we love everybody. Did you hear on the news that they caught one of the men responsible for the bombings of 9/11 yesterday in Libya? Did you hear that? I was waiting for it to be all over the news, although right now they're still talking about the furlough and Congress and all that stuff. But what's going to happen to that man? Do we love him? He caused the death of how many innocent people in our states? The most we've had continentally die from any disaster, more than Pearl Harbor, died on 9/11. When we say we love everybody, what does that mean? I think when we follow in Jesus' footsteps, he makes it possible to love everybody. And love, if you really study it in Scripture, is not just a word you flippantly fleet off your lips. It is hard work. And it takes a humbleness and a sensitivity and a selflessness that you only know if you trust Jesus and you love him, because he makes it possible for you to love the unlovable. I remember when I was in seminary and I went to a mini worship service on Friday night. I think they now have it on Tuesday night at Princeton, but it's one of those kind of more tender services where you can kind of go as you are, you can bring your study books and lay on the floor, and everybody kind of sings praise songs, and then there's a person that gets up and gives a little devotion, right? A mini sermon. So this one guy got up and he said that he was most moved by Tony Campolo. You might have heard me use this illustration before because it was so powerful in my life. But he said to me, he said to all of us in the service, that Tony Campolo gave this big, huge speech. He's one of those like motivational youth speakers, Tony Campolo. He's fantastic. He's also very involved in mission. And he gave this speech once at a youth seminar. And he said, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I have the worst bad breath you've ever smelled. This is Tony Campolo telling him this, right? And he said, and not only that, but I sweat a lot in the night, so I kind of smell. And he said, and my feet especially, because, you know, they have bad, you know, whatever. And he said, and you know what else I tend to do? I kind of snore. And not only do I snore, but I also drool. So he said, when I wake up in the morning, like, I have drool on my pillow, I have terrible breath, I smell like sweat, my feet are terrible, right? I mean, this is at a youth conference, so, you know, it makes sense, right, that he's saying this. And he says, And I go and look in the mirror, and my hair is a mess, and I'm scruffy, you know, I haven't shaved yet. And he's like, and I probably look the most disgusting that I ever look. And I look in the mirror, and I can't wait to fix myself, you know, to shave and to brush my teeth and use some mouthwash and get in the shower and scrub with Irish Spring soap and put on my little aftershave and, you know, feel like I'm me, right? Because I'm pretty unlovable in the morning. But Jesus is the one who loves us with bad, stinky breath, with sweaty bodies, with drool dripping out of our mouth, with our hair ruckus and our feet unbearable. And Jesus looks into our eyes and says, I love you. Just as you are. And I'm going to make you into who you need to be. And I'm going to give you everything you need. And when you know the love of Jesus, you can look your spouse in the eyes that morning and say, I love you, and maybe even give them a kiss. Who knows? But Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself.